I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The Real Asian Film Festival is celebrating its 25th anniversary this month. Since 1997, the festival has introduced works of Asian diasporas and contemporary Asian cinema to wider audiences. Its initiatives, including the Unsung Voices program, have helped uplift Asian-Canadian creatives through funding, mentorship, and exposure.
I'd just like to thank you so much for joining us here at the wonderful Hot Docs of Ted Rogers Cinema. We opened here many times in the past when it was known as the Bloor, including on our 10th anniversary, when we had a Taiko group opening up instead of wonderful Ricky Toro. So it seems fitting to be returning here to celebrate our milestone 25th. For the past 25 years, we've been providing a space for Asian artists from here and throughout the diaspora, on screen, big and small, to tell their own stories in their own voices, reflecting our communities in ways the mainstream media rarely did, though that is changing very slowly.
Just think about where the city was 25 years ago. Imagine where these stories may have been told if it wasn't for Real Asians. They took a chance on our community. They wanted to champion our community story makers and storytellers, and they pushed really hard when it was difficult to get screen time, when it was difficult to get these stories produced, it was difficult to get funding, it was difficult to get sponsorship. Not that all of that has gone away, and Deanna said it so eloquently, it was challenging, and it's slowly changing. But you know, to the founders of Real Asian, and I know you're here, thank you so much for putting your heart and effort in creating this space in Toronto, which is now leading, I would say, across Canada and of course North America, telling the stories from the Asian diaspora. If it was not for Real Asian, I'm not sure where some of those stories would be. And some of those stories and our filmmakers are now having those international premieres on bigger and more broad global stages. But I think Real Asian was the place where it was launched. And I cannot imagine what Toronto will be without the Real Asian Film Festival. I want to just also note that 130 film festivals are located in Toronto. So Toronto is clearly a place where film and television and media arts is prospering and flourishing. But I know from concept to execution, to the storyboards, to how it's filmed, to how it's edited, there's so much that goes into it. And at the core of it are our stories.
Films for the festival were streamed digitally due to the COVID-19 pandemic lockdowns last year. This year, Real Asian hosted an in-person opening night with the Filipino-Canadian film Islands, directed by Martin Etrillin. Islands is about a middle-aged Filipino man named Joshua living in Scarborough, Ontario, with his elderly parents. Joshua copes with his severe shyness, longing for a wife and kids as he struggles to care for his parents. He is helped by his cousin, Marisol, who arrives from Kuwait to live with Joshua. Itralin and Sheila Lutaco, who plays Marisol, discuss the film's take on Filipino-Canadian culture and generational ties between the elderly and their children.
The title refers to one, you know, the Philippine Islands. It's a Filipino movie, but also I was thinking about how, you know, the film explores loneliness and isolation, and I kind of saw each character as sort of an island unto themselves in this household where, you know, I think, you know, everybody, I mean, not just his family, but everybody is sort of, you know, they have their own sort of unique challenges or experiences. And even the bedrooms of the house, I kind of see as everybody's own little island. So.
Well, the Marisol came in the movie as a sort of a help. Mm-hmm. Like everyone needs help in some point in time, mm-hmm. you know, especially with Filipino families, we're used with helping you know, our relatives or our family. And Marisol, since she's the cousin of Joshua.
I guess for you, Martin, why was Scarborough chosen as the backdrop for this movie?
We first thought Scarborough because it's probably the biggest Filipino population in the GTA, but when it came down to it, that's just where the house was. Like, it was the nicest house that we found. It suited what we wanted the house to look like, and so that's how it ended up being there.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, like, a big thing too is when you mentioned Marisol coming in as help and what you wanted to show with isolation, why are these things that I guess are sometimes not really talked about in Filipino culture?
I think in Filipino culture and families, we don't really talk about these things. It's just not in the culture. Like, we're sort of set in our ways, and it's sort of a given that we are supposed to take care of each other.
Especially our parents.
Yeah, and I think for me, being born in Canada, you know, in a Canadian culture, but a Filipino household, I maybe have a different perspective where, you know, a lot of people around me, I mean, I grew up around people of other diasporas, so it's not that different, but, you know, also having worked in healthcare a bit myself, in an office, I've never, you know, went out to see patients or anything like that. But I see how here in Canadian culture, you know, you put elderly people in an old age home. And I guess for me, it's something that I've thought about. And also in this culture, like, you know, lives are busier. It's harder for us to do that. Whereas in the Philippines, you have a network of family and friends that can help you.
Mm-hmm. Your siblings would help out. Like, if you're busy, the other sibling could do the job, or the parents could stay with them. I think it's not more of he's busy like that. It's more of he's scared that other people would take his job taking care of his parents. Mm-hmm. You know, he wants to have that responsibility to take care of his own parents, not turning his parents to other people.
Yeah, it's almost like he wouldn't trust somebody else mm-hmm. taking care of mm-hmm. his parents.
It's not that he's busy because he even quit the job.
Yeah.
He's willing to quit the job.
And at the same time, too, I think it's also about him not really finding his place in Canada or in this Western culture. You know, he's at a job where he's working below his qualifications. He's maybe not comfortable around his coworkers, and so it's like that the home is sort of a safe haven for him, and his parents are kind of his best friends because he doesn't really have community outside of the house.
They explained that there are universal themes for everybody watching the film, including family connections, aging, and embracing new experiences.
I think I want everybody to get that, you know, it's about a character in middle age who is sort of stuck in his ways and maybe stuck in the expectations of his culture. But I want people to get that there is always an opportunity to turn your life around. You know, if you can be open to other ways of living, or you let somebody else into your life, they could sort of bring you out of your shell. And you know, it's the film explores that, you know, life is short, but it's also long. And you know, at middle age doesn't mean that you have to be stuck.
Mm-hmm. Sheila, how about you?
Yeah, like, I think that what the film wants to show also is that, like, how we really value, close family ties. Like, that has been our culture, right? Having this close family ties. Even here in Canada, although it's harder to do that here because we're busy and we don't have that not much of the relatives around, but it's still showing the love of a family.
I want audiences to know that they can watch the film online mm-hmm. until November 19th. We are probably going to release the film in around spring 2022. And so anybody that has seen it, or even not seen it but heard of it, should tell all of their titas and titas and cuyas mm-hmm. and ates to watch the movie, and all different, tell everybody to watch it.
And to be proud as a Filipino, having this kind of movie being shown in Canada and all over the world, like we're representing Filipinos. Yay!
Islands is Etrelin's first feature film. His past works are short films, including the globally recognized short Hole in 2014. The film will have an encore presentation on November 19th, with a Q&A with Etrelin and the cast at the Ted Rogers Hot Dog Cinema. Real Asian's other films will be available digitally until November 19th. Notable award winners during this festival's run include Fictions by Alice Liu, In Between Girl by Mae Meccano, and Three Sisters by Sang-Won Lee. The songs for this episode are Hong Kong 2046 by Hong Kong Express and Love Ya, Need Ya by Emmy Liu. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.